Hello and welcome, everybody. Hello, Santi. How are you?
Not bad. Just having breakfast. I'm back with mom, so she's taking care of me.
You're with your mom today.
Yes, I am. She's here in front of me having breakfast quietly.
Well, I have to say that I saw Santi's mom a few minutes ago, and she's a very nice person. She says she's going to keep quiet so that she doesn't disturb the podcast.
She doesn't understand English, or she doesn't know what
But
you're
we can
talking
speak
about.
about Santi's mom today.
Yes, she'll be fine.
That's good. That's
We're
good.
mean.
Okay, Santi. So, what's the best thing of being back with your mom?
Of course, food and the weather, because here in Spain it's amazing. Like,
Good
there's such a
time.
difference living in Scotland and Barcelona. It's just so different.
That's good. That's good. Yes, I think going back to grandparents and to parents is definitely the food and the
Yes.
amount of food.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, Santi, what are we going to talk about today?
Today we'll talk about how to write emails. So, if especially in a business setting, if we want to contact or to requests and write formally in an email, so we will see how to do that.
Yeah. And emails in business are really important because in a business email, you can come across as really professional and trustworthy, or like, I don't know, he's not doesn't seem professional, doesn't give you that confidence. So it's just like websites. Some websites you are in a website and you see it really professional, and you think, okay, they know what they are doing. Emails are the same. I think they're important to do them well. Okay, so what we are going to do is we're going to read two emails. Okay, so I'll read my email to Santi, and then Santi will read he will read his email to me. But before that, remember that we are an English academy. We don't only have English podcasts for business. We have for all the levels, A1 to B2 and more. Also, we know that you're busy, so we have these special podcasts that are designed to help you learn, so you can listen to us over and over again. We will also have the content of this podcast on our website, so you can access it. And we have a unique method to teaching English. And the best thing is, it's free. So the best, or the to try it is free. It's not free, but to try it out,
We need to
the
earn money,
first
Stefan.
lesson. The first lesson is free, and it's a system that does work. I've been teaching for more than 10 years, and this system does work. I have students who are really progressing in their English. So your future is with us. Okay, let's start with the first email. Okay, so Santi, you're going to be Mr. Jones, aren't you? So I'm going to
Okay.
type my email to you. Dear Mr. Jones, I hope this email finds you well. I am writing to you with regards to our last shipment of electronic goods. I regret to inform you that due to bad weather, the cargo has suffered various delays during transit. The shipping company is keeping us updated on new delivery dates, but they are still not sure due to the bottleneck that has been created. We have some other solutions that we would like to speak face to face. We would like to schedule an online meeting on Wednesday morning if you're available then. Please let me know if that is okay with you. Once again, please accept our apologies for the inconvenience caused by this delay. Best regards, Mr. Smith. Okay, that's something. That's the email that you received.
Very good.
And what did you write back? What did you write in reply?
Okay, my reply is, dear Mr. Smith, sorry for the late reply. I had to confirm some details before answering. To start with, thank you for letting us know about the current situation of our shipment. However, could you please clarify if our cargo will arrive at the end of the month as the latest? We would really appreciate if you could convey the urgency of this cargo arriving before the end of the month to the shipping company. Due to unexpected weather, we fully understand that there are delays, but it is crucial that we receive the cargo before the end of the month. As for the video meeting, we can confirm the date you provided. We will be ready as long as you send the details. All the best, Mr. Jones. I think Bob Dylan made lots of songs about Mr. Jones. It was not a good guy.
Yes. Okay, so I think you have something to tell us before we continue.
Yes. And it's not about Bob Dylan, isn't it? Yes. Well, if you enjoy our podcast, maybe you are listening our podcast, and not only this one, but also in Chinese, in Japanese, and you don't want to miss out, you can always subscribe. So we can put the banner. So you know that we have this content in YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitch, wherever you watch it, you can subscribe and also give us a like. So you can appreciate the work that we do, and we can keep working on this.
And help you learn English. Okay, yeah. That's good. Thank you, Santi. So we have 3 live listeners. So if any of you have any questions, please leave a comment and we will try to answer them here live. And if you're watching us and you are not live and you would like to leave a comment, please do. We appreciate it. Okay, let's start with the emails. The beginning, I said, I hope this email finds you well. Why is this important? Why is it important to be social in an email, Santi?
Well, it's important because we want to be personable. And of course, this is a business email, but not everything has to be business. At least we want to be personable at the beginning of the email. Then we get to business afterwards.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And there are other ways. If you know the person you're writing to, you can say something like, well, I hope you had a good weekend. Or if you don't know them too much, I hope all is well. Or I hope you're enjoying your holiday, if you have to send an email to somebody who you know is on holiday. But I hope this email finds you well. It's a nice way of being social, being polite, and a good icebreaker also. Then I read, I am writing to you with regards to our last shipment. Okay, so it's important that in business English, we state the reason of the email. We are in business, we are all busy, we probably receive, I don't know, 10, 20 emails a day. So we want the emails to be straight to the point. Santi, what other ways can we say, can we do this to state the reason?
Of course, if you're writing the first email, you can state what is the purpose of the email that you're writing. But if it's a reply, you can just say, I am writing you to follow up on, and you just state what is the topic. So, or this is just a quick note to talk about this or that. This email is just to let you know that blah, blah, blah. So it depends on if it's a reply, an email to reply to another email, or it's just the first email. But yes, it's very important that we put the first sentence after our hello, our introduction. We put what is the email about. Actually, it can be same as the email topic. It can be the same sentence to make it easy and clear.
That's it. And it's as simple as I am writing to ask. I'm writing to let you know. I'm writing to confirm, to check, to invite you, to update you on, or to ask a favor, okay? It can be as simple as that, okay? I am writing to you with regards to, might be a bit more formal, a bit more long, or if you want it shorter, I'm writing to ask, inquire, let you know, invite you. Next one. The next one is really important, giving bad news. How do we give bad news in an email, Sandy? Can you give us a few examples of how to give bad news? For example...
Yeah, so you could say, sorry that it took so long to get back to you, for example, if we haven't replied straight away, which is what I normally have to say in all my emails or WhatsApp. So every time I talk to anyone, where I apologize for the late response. So if we want to apologize for a late reply, we can, this is the moment to do so.
That's good. Apologizing for a late response is important. Or like I said, I regret to inform you. Or I'm sorry to inform you about. Unfortunately, we are unable to provide assistance, or So basically is, I regret to inform, unfortunately, I'm afraid, all of these things. For example, after careful consideration, we have decided not to sponsor you. I don't know.
You will stay in Spain.
You're waiting for a visa, aren't you? So you might receive an email saying, we regret to inform you that your visa has been denied.
Exactly. Okay.
Giving bad news in a correct way is important. Okay, perfect. Then I said we would like to schedule an online meeting on Wednesday morning. So scheduling is important when we are going to do something. So another example is, for example, would you be available on this day? Or I'm available this day. Is that convenient for you? Can you make it on that day? These are all expressions for scheduling online meetings or a date. What about when we ask? We schedule, for example, Santi, would you be available next week on Tuesday morning to record another podcast? And what can you say? Or what can I say after that?
On the body of the email, we can always clarify or just reply to the email or any query that was on the previous one. So we can just reply afterwards in the query and just say, I regret to say that I won't be available next week at this time. Or we can confirm that the time it's right for us.
That's it. An important idea, apologizing again, because in my email I said, once again, please accept our apologies for the inconvenience caused by this delay. So when you apologize because you give bad news, just before the end of the email, apologize again, okay? You don't want your customer to be angry, or your client to be angry with you, or to think it's your fault, and you don't understand. Okay, so it's always important to apologize.
I can see the British blood here because they apologize so much, like again and again. We don't do that as much in Spanish, but British people are used to apologizing even when they don't have to.
That's true. Yes. But only two times per email.
Not more.
No more than two. One at the beginning and one at the end.
And that's it.
Okay. And we can do this by saying, once again, please accept our apologies for any inconvenience, or thank you for understanding, or thank you for your patience. So these are good ways to re-apologize. And then how can we finish an email? What's a good way to finish?
So we can say best wishes. If we know the person, we can say best wishes or regards. We don't know. All the best is also good. It's a good way. So this is a formal, informal way of say goodbye. So it all depends if we know the person that we are speaking with or we don't. But both ways, best wishes or best regards, are both formal. One is more informal than the other, but both are formal.
Mm. Yes, and usually we use this for when we know the person. Best wishes, best regards. Good. Okay. So in your email, you apologized. Sorry for the late reply. Okay. Sorry it took me so long to get back to you. And then an important thing in business emails is that usually, okay, so we are writing in English, but we're writing to companies that are maybe not English speakers. Okay. So maybe I'm in France, you might be in Japan, and we are going to communicate in English, okay? So there might be some mistakes, some misunderstandings. It's important to ask for clarification, okay? And how can we do that? Is there any examples you can give us, Santi?
Yeah, of course. We can just say that we didn't fully understand something that was in the previous email, and we can say, could you please explain that again? And could you please clarify? I didn't quite get the point about this and that. Could you please be more specific? or could you repeat what you said? We do the same when we're speaking with someone. We can just say beg your pardon and ask for repeating. In an email, it's the same. If the other person is not a native speaker and you need to clarify, please do. Otherwise, you will just keep going without fully understanding the request, which is even worse.
Yes. And in business, you lose money if you do that. Exactly. Or customers, or there might be frustration because there was a misunderstanding. So it's important to ask for clarification. It is not rude. If you can say, as you said, could you please explain that again? Or could you give us more details, information about this topic? That's okay. Another important aspect of emails is requests. So our requests. So we ask something from the other person. That's what we want. We want information, or we want the other person to do something. And to do this, we need to be polite, okay? We don't give orders. We can say something like, could you please, or could you possibly tell me, can you please fill out this form? I'd really appreciate it if you could. Okay, these are ways to ask somebody to do it. I'm only saying, please do it. That's basically what we are doing.
Okay, nicely. Please do it, but nicely.
So that's the end of our podcast here. Thank you so much for your help. And we have something to tell our listeners that, as we said before, we have a good system to teach English. We adapt our lessons to professionals like you who need English for your business to do work. So please try us out. The first lesson is free. You get to know our teachers, the system, and it works. It does really work. And we have very good reviews. Santi, thank you so much. Ah, one last question. Where do our students go to?
Well, if you're watching us live, you can see, or in video, on video, you can see the link here is www.trainlang.com. And you can select the plan that best suits your schedule. Yeah, it's a busy businessman.
Okay, thank you, Santi, and thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. By the way, there are two podcasts that we are preparing for emails. This was just the first one. We will have another one in the future. Bye-bye, everybody.